Well, good morning, good day, good afternoon, aloha, mujambo. Welcome everybody to Voice Imprint. My name is Joy Dabo, and I am excited and thankful and grateful to be here with you in this very moment. There's no other place that I'd rather be with you other than to be with you to meditate on God's word, to ignite your faith, to strengthen your prayer life, to draw all of us closer to God. Let me tell you, this is the best time ever. So grab your seat, take your cup of coffee, whatever you're about to hop on and lunch on, and enjoy this powerful and amazing episode that I have for you. I look forward to talking to you. Stay tuned. Well, welcome, welcome. This is another day of inspiration, meditation, prayer, and a time to just reflect on God's word. Not more than that as well is how do we apply this word to our life, the way that it transforms us. I have a great message that I want to share with you today. But before we get there, let me give you an intro to our new intro sound. All right, stay tuned and I'll be right back with you. Salvation is powerful. It's not just a personal experience, but its power can transform your entire household. Hi, I'm Joy Dabo, founder of God Imprint. As a mom and as a wife, I discovered that God's salvation wasn't just for me. It was for my entire household. At God Imprint, we're here to help you establish a strong Christ-centered home, grounded in intimacy, in support, and unity. Join us to experience household salvation movement and the joy of a peaceful home in Christ. Amen. Amen. The joy of a peaceful home in Christ. Let me tell you, oh my goodness, that alone is a powerful word right there. Enjoying the peaceful home. I used to think for a moment that when I saw my parents' marriage, that it just happened. But let me tell you, it takes a minute. It takes a minute. For those who have been married long enough, understand that the joy of a peaceful home is built. It's put together. It is built through sweat, hard work, patience, all the fruit of the Holy Spirit. But we're going to talk about that for another moment. Today, as we are in this journey of faith, we're going to be kicking off next week with this 5-month intimacy with God challenge. And I'm hoping that you will take some time to invite some friends, some sisters, some brothers, a wife, mothers, who you know need to be part of this community. First of all, I want to say, oh, thank you so much for those who have been in season one with Voice Imprint at every episode we did together, 33 episodes. And here we are, season two. For those who share the link and watch and listen during the season of break, a season of reflection, a season of seeking God to know where we are going. Where is God want me to go? Not just with Voice Imprint, but with God Imprint as a women's ministry, as a women community program. And wow, I am so amazed by each and every one of you who, yes, don't worry, I did see you. I saw you every now and then coming to check. We have people from China, people from England, people from Africa, people from here in the United States. And they were connecting, listening to the message of season one. And I believe it's because of you and the work and the energy and the community that we have formed that you shared. And I want us to keep going even in this season, but even better. Better is what I want you to, every time you tune in, I want you to tune in intentionally. Because remember what I promised to you yesterday. I said that we're going to be on a 5-month journey together. And this 5 months, I promise you that our goal is going to be what? To ignite your faith or activate if you want to, if you're in that place and say, I just need my faith to be activated. We're going to be what? Strengthening your prayer life. You that says, man, I used to be on fire, my prayer life, or maybe I'm just a beginner. I received the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior not too long ago, but I'm just not understanding this lingua. I'm not there yet, and I want to know more. And you're hungry to grow. Well, I want to welcome you too, because this is going to be what we're going to be doing. Learning to grow and strengthening our prayer life. And number three, the third promise that I made to you yesterday was that we are also going to draw closer to God. My time with you here in this every episode that we're going to be making is to ensure these three things are involved so that you and I not just come here and listen to another podcast, but you're here intentionally to activate or ignite your faith, to grow in your prayer life, and to be drawn closer to God. If you're interested and say, hey, but I want more and I want to go deeper, that's where I'm saying you can also join me in this, what? In the community and the classes that I'm teaching, that we go deeper now with the assignment and the task to do that will allow you to be engaged even deeper. So that was one way you can go deeper with us, is in the joining the community. Well, I told you, what would I be bringing? Okay. Your part is going to be intentional. Bring your presence, bring all that you are and the willingness to learn. That's you. My part is going to be what? Bringing this testimonies, stories of a biblical time. And how to apply it, how it applied to my story, how my story has been shaped by the biblical stories. Yes, the Bible is still real and alive till today. You're going to be hearing my story, testimonies, and even, well, the bonus part. Yes, I will tell you about the bonus part, right? So that's my part. I'm going to bring my stories, some testimonies to help build this faith and to strengthen the prayer life. Another thing that I'm going to be bringing to the table here with us on this journey is going to be the expertise. You might say, Joy, are you expert in biblical, theological? I will not say that I'm a theological, biblical, whatever you want to call. I'm an ordinary mother, wife who loves the Lord Jesus and who have found this word of God so fascinating. My expertise come as everything that I have learned through time in my life and as a respiratory therapist, as a once upon a time student in seminary, and just being in the school called church. Yes, I will tell you, church is a university of its kind. And if you don't know how to engage in the curriculum of your church, let me tell you, church will just be another system where you attend and hope to get out with an A. But it's not that. My expertise will come through to everything I have learned through the school of the Holy Spirit, through the church, the academia, and everything that I have learned with many wonderful people of God that He has brought on my path. Last but not least, that I will bring to the table is my passion. My passion is deeply rooted in this love for God. I love the Lord, and I want it to come out to hear it. I want to engage it with you so that you too can know that it is okay to love God, to read your Bible, and still be alive. It's not dead. The Word of God is not dead. You know that movie, God's Not Dead? Yes, God's not dead. So this passion of mine, my husband actually was the reason that this podcast and God Imprint was formed, because he saw this passion, this love for scripture, this love for sharing and breaking down God's word in the way that he could relate it to it, that he said, Joe, you got to do something about it. I just want to read scripture. I want to meditate on it. I want to enjoy my time with God. Little did I know that passion and that fire that was burning inside of me was God's way of saying, I want you to go now into the world and make disciples of its own kind, the kind that only He knows. All right. And that's what I'm bringing to the table. And I know we're going to have such an amazing time in season 2. This is going to be great time. All right. So let me repeat and reconnect us back again. Okay. What are you going to bring? You're going to bring intentional, come in intentionally ready to receive, to learn, and to grow. And what am I going to bring? I'm going to bring three things. I'm going to be testimony, stories, my expertise in the area that God has developed me, and my passion. And I have a bonus that's going to be coming along with this in this 5 month. There's a bonus. Drum rolls. There is a bonus, and this bonus is going to be hearing the testimonies and bringing coaches along with us to learn from them, to hear their stories. There are already testimonies in the background. They're already coaches and beautiful, beautiful, amazing story that's going to sweep your heart off your feet, and then just get excited. If you find that season 1 was amazing and powerful testimonies, then I want to let you know. Tight up your seatbelt and let's go. All right. So I wanted to make sure I share that with you before we go. Before I go, I have something that I want you to think about as we prepare for this 5 months of intimacy with God. 5 months of intimacy with God. Let us pray. My Lord and my God, as we meditate now on your word, I ask my Father, let this word of my mouth comes out with clarity. Give understanding to the one who seek understanding. Give clarity to the one who seek clarity. Give strength to the one, my Lord, who is on the verge of giving up. I pray, my Lord, that the word of my mouth and the meditation of all of our heart, be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord, my God and my refuge. In Jesus' name, amen. So, we are on this journey that we're going to be starting, a 5-month intimacy with God. And as I'm preparing and as I'm meditating and reflecting, today, before I speak about today, I want you to reflect or go back to the season one video, or sorry, not video, audio that you listen to it, because that's where we began the journey of faith. And I talk about something so powerful and a woman of God in the Bible that inspired me in the faith. So you have to go listen to that episode and learn a little bit about the background of how we're going to be journeying this. So we are going to be talking about faith right now. And why not? What's the best place to start other than the place of faith comes from where? Where do faith come from? How do we acquire this faith? We talk about this Rebecca who had this faith that was raw, this faith that was virgin, this faith that was exciting and open to do anything, to leap, to go into the world, to go anywhere. Today, I want to talk about how do we acquire that faith. And I found myself, and of course, the famous quote that we all like to quote for most Christian, right? This is like a slogan we like to call. Faith comes by, I'm sure you are able to complete it for me, right? You are able to complete it. Faith comes by what? Faith comes by hearing. Hearing what? Most of the time we stop right there. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing what? Hearing the word or the message of God. Well, we gotta break that down, because when you first just read it that way, we're gonna go to scripture. I have a scripture open already, so I want you to open to Romans 10. We're gonna start with verse 16. But when you hear that, faith comes by hearing, it tells me already that there's something about our audio, our capacity of hearing, our ability to hear or perceiving sound. Hearing, now me, I'll tell you this much, me, Joy, living with a husband that has a hearing disability, I begin to understand that hearing loss is not just you, it's not just something that impacts us human to another level of how we communicate with others, but it impacts us of how we even view or experience or learn or even feel about ourselves. There's something about hearing. There's a sound. There's sound, the vibration, the message that goes around in the hearing ability. But and then when you connect a lot and begin to hear and learn from the world of those with hearing loss, you begin to understand that communication is very important. Communication is very important. Learning to communicate causes us to want to know one another. So the Apostle Paul says, faith comes by hearing. Hearing. What are we hearing? When I think about that, it tells me as well that when we hear whatever right now, if I just stop right there, that where most of us come and stop, faith comes by hearing the word, or faith comes by hearing. It tells me that there's something else when I don't hear the word of God that comes along with it. If faith comes along by hearing the word of God, then if I'm not hearing the word of God, there's something else that is being generated within me. So I went in, and as I'm preparing and I'm looking, and the Holy One just say, faith comes by hearing. I go and I look it up, started to read and meditate. And I found this beautiful, fascinating, empowering, very encouraging. Let's read and meditate a little bit on this. Verse 16 begins with this. But not all the Israelites accepted the good news. For Isaiah says, this is Isaiah who prophesied and said this, Lord, who has believed our message? Consequently, this is Isaiah 53:1. So the Apostle Paul is saying, what happened? What happened to Israel? What happened? Why didn't they accept the good news? And Isaiah responded, he referred to Isaiah book, that this is what Isaiah said in the time of Isaiah, that Lord, who has believed our message? Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. But I ask, the Apostle Paul says, did they not hear it? Did they not hear the word? Of course they did. Their voice has gone out into all the earth, the word to the end of the world. Again, I ask, Apostle Paul said, did Israel not understand? First, Moses says, I will make you envious by those who are not a nation. I will make you angry by a nation that has not understand. Listen, as you go on reading chapter 10, I'm currently meditating and reading the book of Romans, and I have not reached chapter 10, but I got excited for this episode to come and encourage us about the importance of our faith. And as we're going to be meditating and cultivating our faith, igniting our faith, we have to come to a place to understand first, how do we ignite our faith? How do we receive this faith, this raw faith? How did we receive it? And it says it is by hearing the message, the word of God. And as I'm reading what the Apostle Paul says in verse 10, and then he goes later on to verse 11, he's saying, but I don't understand, which is also something that happens today. If we have so many people attending the church today, why? Where is our faith? Where is our faith? We have thousands of YouTubers, messengers, podcasts. The message is everywhere. But where is our faith? Where is our faith? Paul says faith comes by hearing. Are you not hearing the word of God? Do you not see all these apostles and prophets and messengers online speaking about the word of God and the gospel? If we have, I don't know. I might need to research next time when we come and give you a little bit of some statistic. Maybe I'll bring that next time about how many pastors or churches or prophets and evangelists and all these titles do we currently have? The same way Paul is saying, the Israelites, didn't they hear? They heard it raw from Moses, but what happened to them? What caused them to fall astray? My friend, there is a danger that we are not aware of. Or maybe we are aware of that we are taking it lightly. And that, as you read the word, as you meditate on the apostle, because he continued asking the question, I ask then, did God reject his people? But like, if faith comes by hearing, why these people did not have faith to believe in God and see the promised land, which is what so many of us struggle with? How come we're hearing the word of God, but our life does not reflect it? I remember when I was working in a hospital, it was right around near COVID time. And I sat down in one of my patients' room in the ICU. Before even we were aware fully that this pandemic, this situation is about to come like a mighty storm to sweep up many people. Before even COVID, before even this pestilence and all these other problems that come, the hospital was already full. And I sat down there and I say, God, aren't you the healer? Aren't you the one who say, I am he who heals? Why are there so many people in the hospital? Why people are physically hurting? It is this answer right here. We can ask all kind of questions. Do they hear the word? Do they hear? Because the prophet Isaiah had once said, we have ears but do not hear. How come? If faith comes by hearing, and we have thousands of YouTubers and podcasters, including even this one, how come we have so many of it and yet many are sick? Many are dying. Many are confused. Oh, yes, let me tell you, we live in that time. We have even normalized, I feel confused. We have normalized the statement, I'm confused. I need clarity. I don't understand. I need to know my purpose. Now we have even coaches for about purposes to help you know your purpose. But before you go there, I want to ask you, have you heard the message? Have you heard the message? Because what you're seeking, whether it is health, whether it is a beautiful marriage, whether it is children to return home, the prodigal sons and daughters, whether it is healing, whether it is just peace, the answer is in the question, have you heard the message? Because when you hear the message, faith will come. You will receive the faith. And the faith will give you, will equip you, with the tool necessary of drawing us closer to God, who is the healer, who is the answer. I want us even think about it right now with me. Faith is like that automobile that leads you to God. Faith is like that bridge that take you from where you are, whatever situation that you are in. Whatever situation that you are in, to change and transform you, that you may be drawn closer and closer to God. That's why we are starting with faith. We're going to talk about matters concerning faith. We're going to understand. We're going to walk it out. Because if the engine, right, igniting our faith, if the engine, your faith, has not been ignited, if it has not been turned on, you cannot use the vehicle. And if you cannot use the vehicle, it becomes almost impossible to get to your destination. Because Hebrews 11 says this, it is impossible. Hebrews 11:6, it is impossible to please God without faith. How do we then begin with faith? Is by hearing the message of God. But Joy, I've been hearing and hearing and hearing. I'm still struggling with my faith. That's why we are on this journey together. To ignite it, to start it, to rekindle it, to bring it back to life, to turn it on, that you may begin this journey that God desires for you. He says faith comes by hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. We're going to learn what's, you know, I've seen many speakers who spoke about this understanding about how to hear from God. How do you hear from God? A sweet, it's a small voice, it's a tenderness, it's a gentleness. It comes as a whisper. It's not this, it's not that. Well, in the next episode, I am going to share with you how my faith was ignited. Stay tuned. Stay connected. Continue the journey together. This is just the beginning. This is just where we start. What did I ask you to bring with you? Bring intentionality. Come prepared. Come intentionally to learn. Open your heart. Be receptive. And you will know what God has planned for you. All right? Okay. I think you're ready. And if you're ready, we're going to do this together in this manner. Let us pray. O Lord and most precious God, my Father, I want to say, forgive us, my Lord, of the poverty of our mindset, of our worship, of our commitment. And my Lord, your word says, blessed are the poor in the spirit. My God, there's so many who are listening right now, who will say, you're talking about me right now. My Father, we come before you, not understanding everything, but opening our heart to hear from you, for you to guide us. So forgive us of our wrong when we stand in the way of you molding us and shaping us in the way that we should go. Help us, my Lord, on this journey of 5 months of intimacy with you, my Lord, to not just become another thing that we will check out, we will check off, we will say that we did it. But let it be something, my Lord, that transforms your people. Help us, my Lord. Help us on this journey. Give us the strength necessary, needed for this transformation to happen, to endure to the end, to persevere, for us to see our faith grow. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.